Tell me about, where are you going?
I'm going to Philippeville, Belgium, so in the country of Belgium, which is right, for those who don't know, it's right above France, between the Netherlands and a little bit of Germany and Luxembourg, in that area. It has a coastline, which is cool, because I was kind of worried about being landlocked, even though I will in Philippeville, which is in the southern region.
Big city, small town, what's it like?
Population is 9,000, if I remember that. I just found out, like, yesterday that I was going to that town.
So you're still learning about what it's like.
Exactly.
Over there,
I've Google searched it. I've gone on Google Maps and kind of even looked at the streets, just because I tried not to, just so it would be a surprise. But really, it's hard to when that's the place I'm going to be living for the next year. And
but you've known for a while you're going to Belgium.
Yes.
So you've had a little time.
Well, since January. I found it out in January.
A little bit of time to learn about that country. And what do you expect going into Belgium?
That's kind of an interesting question, because I've never, I mean, it's a question I get asked a lot, like, well, what do you think it's going to be like? And I don't know. I've lived my whole life in Alaska, basically my entire life on this island. And to go on a different continent in a different place where they have completely different culture and language even is kind of just overwhelming. And you can't really, like, my mind isn't, I don't think it's really broad enough to even comprehend what I'll experience. But I guess I'm just looking forward to something different and mind-opening.
Yeah.
Eye-opening.
Why did what attracted you to the Rotary Exchange in the first place?
I guess that goes back to living on the same island my whole life.
Yeah, it's time to get out and see something new.
Yeah, I mean, I'm almost graduated. It'll be a few more years, but I mean, this is an experience that that not a lot of people get unless they put themselves out there, especially in this kind of scenario. And I mean, this, my grandpa traveled a lot. That's actually in my first, application, they asked, why do you want to be an exchange student? And really, it's because my grandparents traveled a lot. He went to Haifa. He went to Europe. He went to, like, St. Kitts and those islands. And traveling the world just seems like something you can do, so why wouldn't you?
Yeah, okay. All right. I imagine it's, from what I've heard of other students, it's a tough decision, though, to think about leaving for a year, leaving your family behind, and putting yourself out there, I know.
Yeah.
Are you excited about it or scared? Or?
I'm excited. Yeah. I mean, I love my family, and it'll be interesting not to have all of my siblings. I mean, I have four, and me and my mom are really close, so it'll be interesting not being around them, but I don't know. I mean, I haven't really thought about it in a negative light at all. Not that I want to get away, but
I know through the Rotary Exchange, you also get set with host families, so mm-hmm. you kind of get adopted into those families as well. So
yeah, I actually don't know my host family yet. A lot of kids do on other outbounds in Alaska, but I don't.
Okay, it's a great place to go because you'll probably be able to experience a lot of other cultures besides just that country as well.
Mm-hmm.
Get to travel around a little bit and see some of the rest of the continent.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically equal distance from Amsterdam, London, and Paris, just the area that I'm in. And depending on what my host club and the people around me are in, like, up for, I could just kind of decide, hey, let's go on the train and go to Paris for the weekend. I mean, I don't know if that's exactly how it's going to be like. Those are like my high expectations, yes. I guess. But also for Rotary, you do every place that you go, every country, they have something like a Euro tour, a West Coast tour. For Jasmine, it was the Southern tour, so it was like Southern Thailand. For me, it will be the Euro tour. So we basically get together with all the exchange students in Europe in groups and go and explore.
What are you doing to prepare? I imagine a little bit of language.
Yes. I am actually, Miss Ward, Iona Ward, was kind enough to offer to tutor me in French because she grew up in Romania and started learning French when she was in second grade, I believe. So she's been tutoring me every Tuesday and Thursday for the past few weeks. And that's just, I can't thank her enough, honestly, because that's very kind of her. And so I'll be tutoring with her. And I imagine I'll be taking a class when I get to Belgium.
Yeah, okay. You'll be attending school there to some degree, okay.
Yeah. None of the credits will count, but I will be doing the work.
Right, okay.